And welcome back to another episode of One Ear Out, episode 79. Nathan, what game are we going to be reviewing today?
God of War Ragnarok.
God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
All right. Is this a Marvel's game?
No.
Oh, okay, good. So are you Thor or are you Loki? What are we doing here?
Kratos.
I don't know Kratos.
So the first three games in this series are Greek mythology.
Okay.
And then the 2018 version switches to Norse mythology. And then this one is also Norse mythology.
You look like in the land of like Avatar.
In one of the realms. I forgot which one.
So you're this big bald guy wearing Viking gear.
Yes, Kratos is a Spartan.
Okay, all right, he's a Spartan, but he's in the Norwegian kind of mythology?
Yes, Norse mythology. What is that?
Weird, but okay, whatever, we'll go with it. This is a forest ancient, not an ancient forest, but a forest ancient, who appears to be a bad guy because he's got fireballs. What are you covered in?
He hit me with fire.
You would think that a forest and fire would not be good. And you're throwing your axe at him, and now you're pounding him and kicking him. This looks like Street Fighter. So, oh, he got up, and he's shooting lasers at you.
Fireballs has two main weapons in this game. The Leviathan Axe and the Blades of Chaos.
Those are some interesting names for a sword or an axe here. And now, who are these green guys that kind of appear and disappear?
Random enemies.
Are they aliens? And you
keep think so.
Throwing your axe at his fiery chest, and it bounces back like it's a boomerang. That's pretty interesting. Oh, he's weakening. He's falling down. He's
dead. I killed him.
And then he just disintegrated into dust. Oh, did you get all the elements? What do you got there?
Some shattered ruin, some hacked silver, which is like the money.
Okay.
Some bonded leather.
He was wearing leather, that tree?
A chaos flame. I can use that to upgrade the Blades of Chaos.
Well, all right. That'll be handy.
Yes.
What are these green things sticking out of the ground that are...
Health stone.
Okay.
Conveniently placed health stone.
I was going to say, it's not grass.
I see, that's...
That's a sad plant.
So, in the game before this... in this game, Fimbulwinter, which is like something before Ragnarok, is currently happening. Because in the game before this, you kill Baldur.
I thought Ragnarok was like a place.
No.
No?
Like an event.
It's an event. Oh, okay.
Where, in this game, Asgard is supposed to come crashing down.
Asgard, okay. You're chopping tree trunks.
I don't know why I did that.
You got these blue kind of wolf lion looking creatures. They don't look like they're friendly.
I don't think they are.
One of them's trying to bite you. And you're flinging around your flaming sword of the axe-ish thing.
These are the Blades of Chaos.
The Blades of Chaos.
Shield. So in this game you can get...
Just playing with these little dogs now.
In this game you can get multiple shields.
Multiple shields?
Yes.
Okay.
The one that I'm using is Stonewall Shield, where it can take four hits and then you can... send the attack right back at them.
Oh, wow. Yeah. He did not like that.
Tree.
You ripped a tree out of the ground and threw it at one of these little dogs. I feel like you're like Scorpion from Mortal Kombat. Get over here! You're pulling your little chain Blades of Chaos here.
There is something with the Blades of Chaos that is basically just to get over here. If I aim and press R1, and hits an enemy, it brings them towards Kratos.
Okay.
So it is basically just the get over here.
Everyone is so eager to advise me, as if any of you know me or what my life. Oh, that's going too fast.
So I'm in this realm to help Freya, who is Freya. Lore friends.
Oh, look at that. I have a dictionary on you to keep track of all these people. You passed them. They were up. I thought, oh, what?
That was Faye. Or was it? Yeah, that's Faye.
Freya?
Freya's brother.
You know, they didn't alphabetize this, huh?
Really don't.
You just take some random notes.
Yeah, it's in the foes. That is Freya.
Freya, okay. Continues to pursue us, seeking revenge for the death of her son, Baldur.
Baldur, it's that dude who you killed.
Oh, well, he looked like he probably needed to die.
I see. So you spared him.
Is this your journal? I do not regret Baldur's death.
So
had I allowed him to kill Freya, he would not have abandoned his pursuit. His fate would have been the same. I do not expect Freya to accept what happened as necessary. She will likely pursue us until one of us is dead. Well, she sounds mentally stable.
So, basically, you spare Baldur in the game before this, but then he tries to kill Freya, so you kill him. Yeah.
And Freya's like, I wanted him to kill me, so now I'm going to kill you. That's kind of weird.
That is Thor's sons, Magni and Modi.
That's great.
Who you also kill.
We're not here to talk about the family tree.
Yes. And there's Thor.
Thor. Ooh, that's the later years of Thor.
This is the mythology accurate Thor.
Oh, okay. Well. Thor needs to throw around his axe a little more.
This is Odin.
Well, let's get back to the game. I know how you love story. Region discovered.
The rule of this realm is, so Freya has been bound to like one specific realm.
Okay.
But she has found a way to avoid the curse.
Well, then she really wasn't bound, was she?
No, but she has to be a bird.
She has to be a bird. Is that the bird flying in front of you?
Yeah. So the reason that I'm here is to...
give her a cracker?
Free Freya from this curse.
How convenient. And how are you going to free her from this curse?
Somehow.
With your axe? By killing her? And who are you beating up here?
Some dudes.
You've got, it said blessing cooldown?
Yes, blessing of cooldown.
Oh, okay. You knocked that head off pretty clear. And then you whiplashed them there. They're still standing after that? That's impressive.
Really?
And then you tore them into little feather dust.
So the Blaze of Chaos are like fire and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the Leviathan Axe is ice.
I see. Oh, somebody. She's zapping you with her watch. This is some brutal attacks that you're doing on this non-extinct species of whatever.
People.
Like. No! They just came out of nowhere. They have an invisible shield. That's why it hurts.
It's a Bifrost shield, which is a mechanic that was only introduced in this game.
Mechanic?
Yeah. So basically, if you get hit by a Bifrost attack, and you get hit again, the Bifrost attack will explode and deal extra damage to you.
Extra damage?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Is there another enemy? There is.
Oh.
Oh, there.
And you've got some sort of four-legged moose-like lion.
Punch. I
You picked up a rock and threw it, and now you're punching this moose-like lion.
We dodge the rock.
He's like, I thought you would be an easy kill. And now my head's on fire.
There are some enemies that are immune to Leviathan Axe because they're also cold.
They're cold?
Yes, because the Leviathan Axe is cold.
Yeah. Okay, I think you're a cold-blooded killer.
Yeah, you kill quite a lot of the other gods in the games before this.
I see.
So
they're blowing fire at you, and now he's trying to eat you. But your shield is just so strong.
And like my shield is way cooler than you.
Yeah. Bang, bang. He set the ground on fire, but it really didn't hit you. So I'm not sure what this beast's strategy is here. It is not terribly effective. And do you have any health status on this guy? Or are you just going to ride him
dud
and rip his head off?
Somehow.
And then they just turned to dust, too.
Snapped his neck.
There you go. You got your green sapphire or whatever. Emerald.
So now I can climb up this because there's no more enemies in the area.
You're climbing the jungles of Spartan.
This isn't the Greek mythology anymore.
Oh, okay. We've changed.
No longer in Sparta.
It looks the same.
Probably does. I need to take a look at my skills. What can I get?
Your brother is being quite noisy in the other room.
That is true.
All right. So axe skills technique.
Well, permafrost is full. Press L1 plus Y to consume the meter and activate the...
What does that even mean, while permafrost is full?
Probably something.
Permafrost is in the ground. It's a layer of ice left over from the ice age.
Whirlwind sweep. What is this?
Purchase.
Press R1, R1, R1.
No, I don't think you can afford it.
No, I can.
Nope, you can't afford it. You're broke.
I need 1,000 Kratos points, and I have 2,500 of them.
No, I thought it was the other way around.
Yeah.
All right, so continue playing, sir. You need to free the parrot.
This one.
Polly wants to be fed a cracker.
Like, a few minutes before.
There's Freya. I can't imagine.
Yeah, like, a few minutes before coming here, Freya tried to kill Kratos again.
Well, it's a full-time job.
Wee!
There you go. Oh, bird's running away. Chase, chase. Throw it up.
Yeah. That should have hit her.
Yeah, I would agree.
I should have beaten the game because that hit her so well.
Oh, no, I've put lily pads on you.
Well, it's because some plants explode because... Fimble Winter makes things dangerous.
You're pretty dangerous.
Wait, this guy's healing.
He's healing while you're beating him up?
He's gonna hit that.
That looked like another hurt.
Probably.
These other guys are like, hey man, we're supposed to protect that guy while he's healing.
Alright, I've frozen that dude.
I see that.
So now I'm just going to commit assault.
Is that what they're calling at this
day? I mean, that's really just murder.
Yeah.
Assault, murder, it's basically the same thing as Kratos.
You just come in.
Throw my axe. Alright. Throw my axe. There we go.
Right.
Got it. Let's go.
Get up there. And
now I can use that to swing across. I'm a Spider-Man.
Well, yeah. Everybody wants to be Spider-Man. Legion discovered the abandoned village.
Wow. Hiya.
Who abandoned it?
Somebody.
Is that because they didn't want to put any more characters on this board? And that's why it's abandoned? So how do you win or complete a level or whatever? It just keeps going.
It's like different levels, goals. Here it is. So like the main story is called The Path. As I have completed 3 of these, so.
Okay.
Yay. Right. There's favors, which is random stuff you can do. Labors, artifacts.
This is kind of a free roaming world.
Yeah. It's an open world game.
An open world game. That, doesn't seem to have an end.
I'm sure there's an end at some point. I'm just not necessarily close to that point.
Boo. You like beating these guys.
Man. I think
some of them are kind of alien-ish.
No, they're just from different realms. Rock attack. Hiya.
You picked up a rock with your chains and then you threw it.
Yeah. He's frozen.
Yeah, that guy is not going to be happy. Sub-zero.
Fatality. Like that.
Oh, this guy came.
Yeah.
Blitzing out to this guy. And then you were like, hello there. I just need to wave my sword blades in front of you. They didn't really like that.
Okay. I'm going to freeze up my axe.
Wham. Boom. Block. Punch. Punch.
Yeah.
We'll get it back.
Bam. Bam.
Then you would think it would be like tip time, but no.
Beardo's axe is kind of like Thor's hammer because you can throw it and then just call it by it.
Yep. All right. Are you near finishing this game or this?
Oh, probably not.
Okay. So should we end it here then?
Probably.
You're doing a great job of beating up all these bad guys. I will say that. And your battle axes. And so, how would you rate this game?
I really enjoy it. It's a fun game. It was nominated for Game of the Year in 2022.
Wow.
However, it didn't win. It lost to Elden Ring.
Well, yeah, can't win them all.
Yeah. But it's still a very good game. I would recommend it. 10 out of 10.
Excellent. Yeah, the graphics are really good. When it's playing smoothly. And I don't know. I don't quite understand everything in the game, but I think that happens with the games we play.
Happens with every game.
But you seem to be doing well.
Yes.
Until you'll screw it up some other time in Thanksgiving or something like that. All right, I would give this game an 8 out of 10. Maybe 9 out of 10. I'll be generous. And you're giving it, what, 10 out of 10?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, that'll wrap it up for this episode review of God of War Ragnarok.
Yes.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.